it's almost like now that we know that whatever goal you set, that's almost like the beginning of, like, that's the beginning of success, because it's never going to feel how you thought it was going to feel, right? You made, you're like, yo, if I could just make $1 million, I'd be wealthy. Right. Make $1 million. Right. And it's like, wow, I didn't realize that wasn't wealthy.
I didn't realize Uncle Sam was going to take 33%. Mm-hmm. So now I'm back down to 600. I didn't realize that
you have the 600. Like,
no, you don't. I didn't realize I had to live along the way, right? I didn't realize as kids get older, they eat more. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then there's tuition. And then, you know,
yeah.
So no, there's, you don't know any, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
But then you understand it at that level, and what you were describing, it's always another level.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I got to make 1.5 mm-hmm. to clear a million.
Yeah.
And then, after a millionaire, there's multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. And after multimillionaire, there's ultra high net worth earner. So it's always.
Hold on, I'm sorry, because, okay, I'm not on that level yet. There's a difference between multimillionaire and ultra high worth net earner.
Absolutely. It's all, my point is another level.
Oh, for sure.
And then all the billionaires are looking at the millionaires like, you poor thing. Right? So as always, it's just if you're ambitious. Yeah. And you're driven. That's the key thing. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. If somebody could come in here and say, hey, I'm going to buy your studio and you work for me, David. That sounded crazy to you, didn't it?
A little bit.
Right? I'm going to give you a guarantee.
Yeah.
Whatever you're making right now, I'm going to guarantee that for the next 5 years. But I'm going to own it.
Can't do it.
Right. Because you're ambitious and you're an entrepreneur. Right? But the average person's like, man, guarantee, that sounds great. Well, I don't have the responsibilities. Yeah. I can show up and sit in a chair and da-da-da, and somebody's going to pay you. So you went from being the owner of the company to the employee of the company, but we gave you a guarantee. Yeah. That doesn't work for you and I.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, you know, everybody actually that works with me now, sometimes it takes a little minute, but I'm always trying to create a scenario where you can make more than I pay you.
Right.
Now, whether you take the opportunity or not.
Right.
But and I encourage, like, if like Reese has an idea or Kay has an idea, like, yo, bring it.
Right.
Let's figure out a way where we can make this thing happen.
Right.
Because I believe so wholeheartedly in entrepreneurship that I want everybody to be able to go after something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I would feel like hypocritical if I'm saying, yo, I'm an entrepreneur and y'all just work.
Right.
But I want to be able to build some stuff together, man.
That's when you bring the best out of them, mm-hmm. right? When it's not, they're not just checking the box and showing up and leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
100%. The last thing you said.
Oof. Thinkers.
Come
on, Dave.
I'm here. Yes, let's go. We were talking about it yesterday, right, Reese? Kind of, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. That's my favorite word, think.
Man, it's a book out called Think and Grow Rich. And unfortunately in society, man, from the time that we start elementary school, you know, we're just moving through life. Like, you got to be there at 8:30, right? So you get there at 8:30. Light turns green, you go. Turns red, you stop, right? What if the light doesn't turn green? You ever been in a broken light and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, no car is coming, right? For you and I, we're like, I'm going to get this. I'm out. But the person that's scared, they'll sit at that light. The light's broke, right? So everything through life, you don't really have to think. But we, back in the day, you just had to memorize somebody's phone number. Nobody in this room is old enough to remember that, right? Remember that? I mean, there was no navigation system, right? You had to remember how to get there, right? And everybody's phone, I still remember my phone number when I was 7 years old. 323-4198, Baltimore, Maryland. Because you had to know it, right? Now, whose phone number you remember? Just her mom's, right?
Yo, it's crazy. I have a second phone number that I don't know the number.
Same here. I do too. But you don't have to think anymore.
Yeah.
You used to have to remember how to get somewhere. I'm just saying. So society's conditioned us. So you don't have to think. And so, Dave, if I come and work with you and you need me to think. You're going to give me the basics, but man, I want to bring my personality into this thing, and I want to give you my thoughts. You're a boss. You're in control, you're the visionary, but I still want to contribute and give you my thoughts. I grew up in Baltimore. You grew up where?
New Jersey.
Right. So, you know, I'm bringing my, that we're bringing our northern flavor to, and we need the people who grew up around here to bring all of it together, right? I turned 55 years old in May, and, you know, I'm bringing that level from that generation, growing up in the 1900s, as my daughter always reminds me, right? Right? She's like, how was life in the 1900s, right? But you follow me? That's what makes things roll. You know, I can't be around people just not thinking. Yeah. You know what I mean? And asking people like, did that make sense?
Yeah. How do you inspire that thought?
Challenging people. Man, I'm going to challenge you. If I ask you something, man, what you think about that? And you say, I don't really have an opinion. You're going to have an opinion about it. I need you to have an opinion about it. Mm. That's called intellectually lazy. Mm. You just didn't even want to take the time to think about the question I asked you. Man, you do have a thought about it. It might not be the same thought I have, but you do have a thought about it.
Intellectually lazy.
That means too many people are like, oh, I don't really think about things like that. I don't really, you know. Like, what? How do you not think about things like that?
There's a lot you had to think through.
How does retirement look for you? Oh, well, I don't really never think about it. When are you going to start thinking about it? There's going to come a point in time when you're going to want to chill. And at some point, you want to think about it. So I'm going to inspire you to start thinking about things like that, around me at least.
Yeah.
I don't like being around people where you don't have a thought. Mm. Like, wow, you just don't have a thought about it. Wow, isn't that something? You keep asking me questions here today. Wow, I don't really think about things like that. Like life, like breathing, like eating, right?
What was probably the in your business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. 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 Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories and black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Your business today, what was the hardest thing to figure out? And once you figured it out, you got excited about it.
When you met me, I was the leader of the team out, you know, marketing. I became the CEO of the company. So the biggest challenge for me was transitioning from being a leader out, you know, amongst the people to becoming the chief executive officer, mm-hmm. right? Dealing with the banking, dealing with the IT, dealing with the whole, the, you know, just the corporate business side of it. Yeah. That was the most difficult challenge for me because I love being amongst the people. I was really good at what, you know, what you saw me do, leading people and doing those things. But it forced me to sit at my desk in my office and look at spreadsheets and really understand international banking, you know, merchant service accounts and, you know, the business side of the company that I own.
Yeah.
And I at some point, because I love a challenge, I got real excited about it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Did you ever have a thought of quitting while you're in this process? Maybe not quitting the journey of success, but you start building your company and it's like,
Nah, brother.
Not once.
Nah, I'm a winner. When I put these feet on the floor, it's on. Mm. Yeah. It's like me thinking today on the way here, should I go? Should I? Nah. When you called me, and I was going to be here. That's how I do everything. How you do one thing is how you do all things. If I start it, I'm going to finish it.
And what keeps you motivated?
I like to eat. I don't ever want to run out of money. People are living longer. My goals, right? You know, I want to leave a legacy for my children. That's what keeps me motivated. Most people lose motivation because they finish the goal. I won't finish my goal until after I'm gone. My goal won't be realized till I'm dead and gone.
I've never heard anyone say that outside of Martin Luther King. Like, I can't accomplish the goal while I'm living.
I will never personally realize my goal because my goal is to leave a legacy and an inheritance for my children's children's children. The people that I've set my goal up for, I'll never meet them.
Never meet them.
I'll never meet them.
Dang, that's deep. Clap that up.
That's true. That's personal for me. I will never meet the people that I worked for.
I've never thought about that because I'm thinking of like my son, my two daughters, my wife, just making sure like my focus is teaching and educating them. But I guess I would even teach them in another way if my teaching was focused on teaching them how to teach their grandkids.
So Dave, there's money that I save that no human being alive will ever spend. There's money that's earmarked that I personally save that no human being that is alive will ever spend. is to be passed on. There's other income that can be spent, right? Inheritance, whatever. But there's money earmarked that I personally save that no human being alive should ever spend. Savings is supposed to be what? Saved.
Yeah.
And once you spend it, it's no longer savings.
Yeah.
So there's money that I save that's earmarked to never be spent.
Which goes back to you saying people quit because they've accomplished the goal, but if you set a goal, it can't be accomplished.
And you hit the goal, right? Like right now, you've got this set on, what, 70 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And once it hits 70, it's going to cut off the thermostat. People's thermostat stops. They set it at, I want to do this. Once they do it, you did it. Yeah. I'll never do it.
You have multiple people in your company making a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Do you have any stats on that?
There are people making anywhere from extra $500 a month up to $105,000 a month.
Mm. And you create that. Like it has to, you have to feel good knowing Absolutely. That I am responsible for people's livelihood.
Dave, I sent out last week the $170 million check, if that is a term.
The 170th.
Our Planet Marketing sent out over $170 million in commissions to the people who built this company. In commissions.
Golly.
Yeah. So absolutely, I feel amazing about it because of what I told you about earlier about poverty. As a result, there are single moms and single dads and stay-at-home moms that are able to live more comfortably. Live in better neighborhoods, put their kids in better schools as a result of, you know, the opportunity that that I created. And absolutely, I feel amazing about it.
It's one thing to make $170 million. It's another thing to give it away.
Well, not give it away.
Well, pay it out.
Pay it out. Two different things, though. Mm-hmm. They earned it, which makes people feel even better about it. If I give you something, right, versus you earn something. That means you have a skill set and you can repeat it. If I give you $10,000 or but you get to the point where you have created a skill set where you can earn $80,000 a year, $150,000 a year, $250,000, $500,000, $1 million a year. Yeah. Which one? Would you want me to give you $1 million or would you want to create a skill set where you can continue to duplicate that and show other people how to do it because you have a skill set now?
Man, that's amazing. Man, yo, thank you. Golly, let's clap that up. Golly, there's so much going on in my head right now. And I even realized that I've been thinking small.